Hey, good morning. This is WBFO on Monday mornings, of course. Right after Buffalo Bills games, we like to go beyond the playbook with analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. After jumping ahead to a big lead, what happened to the Bills in yesterday's loss?
Wow, what a mirage. Before I was an analyst, sometimes I'd listen to breakdowns of the games and explanations as to how things unfolded, and I thought that sometimes there just isn't an explanation other than the reality that one team is bad and the other team is better. No nuance, no expertise needed, just a straightforward statement. And yesterday, that was one of those days as the Bills raced ahead to a 24-9 lead in the third quarter, and it just all came crumbling down. The Raiders then went on to score 29 unanswered points. Let that sink in. After going ahead by 15, the Raiders went 29-0 to essentially blow out the Bills. In the end, the Bills, they raced ahead early and then looked like a team who couldn't believe their good luck. And while they were daydreaming about that good luck, the game just passed them by.
All right, as you're watching this game, Matt, who stood out in the Bills' loss?
It was largely about Tyrod Taylor's deficiencies. It may not have been the worst statistical game of his Bills career, but it was the worst game of his Bills career. He had an incredible opportunity to make a statement for himself in a big game, and not only did he fall short with a disastrous second-half performance, but he regressed under pressure to significantly hurt his prospects as a franchise quarterback for the future, so much so that I'm saying it now. He is not a franchise quarterback, and he's not even close. Now, at this point, I don't think it matters if he goes 4-0 down the stretch and the Bills get to 10-6. Fans should remember yesterday's game. He's an average quarterback at best, and the Bills need to go in a different direction. And on the flip side, the defense, it was Jekyll and Hyde. They were really solid through the first half, just absolutely gassed in the second half, though, giving up play after play after play. Yes, I suspect they were gassed because the offense couldn't stay on the field. But they were a sieve down the stretch. Either way, I can't leave the breakdown portion without expressing some serious sympathy for LeSean McCoy. He led the Bills in rushing and receiving for a combined 191 yards. That's just ridiculous, and it's too bad. He doesn't have a better supporting cast.
The Bills are now 6-6 on the season. As you break it down, what are their chances moving forward?
Well, now their playoff chances are on life support, but still alive. And one point of pride I guess I'd like to take in this segment is that I think we focus on seeing the forest for the trees more so than a sports station that needs to build debate and a sense of drama to fill hour after hour. And I say that because I think the forest for the trees analysis here is that the Bills are far away from being a team that has any semblance of direction or upward trajectory. And I'll use the Sabres as a good example. Sure, they've missed on the number one pick in the lottery a couple of times, but they're building something. Yeah, they're a few years away, likely, but their treading water just wasn't working, and now they have something to build upon. And the Bills, on the other hand, are the epitome of treading water. They're close and average in the standings, but no one expects them to contend for anything. And I know I come across as harsh a lot, and I'm not trying to be critical, just simply to be critical. It would be fun for the city to have an entertaining team to get behind, but they don't. And this trajectory just isn't bringing them toward anything other than being an average NFL doorstop. Sooner or later, I think the Pegulas have to be astute enough to figure out they need to change course. And until then, there's going to be a lot of teases like yesterday. But it's still going to end up in the same mirage unless they do something different.
Ouch. That's tough to take on a Monday morning. But thanks anyways, Matt, for chiming in.
I know. Sorry the Bills make me be such a downer sometimes. But thank you, too.